You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Teton County will soon have a new online mapping system, a critical tool for real estate developers, architects, environmental consultants, and more. And the county wants to hear from these businesses and other users about what they want in the new design. The current provider is terminating their contract in June after facing legal challenges. The county is transitioning to a new host. Community members can fill out a survey about what they want at EngageTetonCountyWY.com. It's officially mud season in Jackson, and with so many people gone, the town can feel dead, but the region's poetry scene is staying alive. For KHOL, Natalie Shalotti spoke to local poets who recently gathered to share their work with the community and get personal.
Inside Jackson's Book Trader, the spines of books create a colorful mural. Juana Johansson shares her poem, Colonized Haiku.
An old banyan tree stood before Magellan came, vines and roots alive. We called her the Baleta tree, haunting gnarled vines and cantos.
Johansson says it's an ode to her home country, the Philippines. She just happened to be at the Book Trader, not realizing it was a poetry night.
Good, it felt like a safe space here, because everyone else is doing the same thing. It's like, oh, hi strangers, here's my heart.
Another poet, 13-year-old Morgan King, was one of the first to volunteer to read during the open mic of the poetry event called Teton Verse.
So the voices deep inside, they go through my mind like the rivers, the streams, and the tides. This hole doesn't end, it's black and deep, it's really getting to me, cut so deep.
King's poetry skews dark, but she says that reading it out loud allows her to get these emotions off her chest.
My mind bludgeoning itself day and night until so this darkness in my mind slowly sinks in until I am truly broken.
Woo! Good.
The audience was glued to each author, laughing or sighing throughout every reading. Different works touched on family, relationships, environmental conservation, inner love, and forgiveness. Teton Verse is hosted by Book Trader store manager Abby Stanford. She was beaming as she cleaned up after the event.
Every single reader is giving and just so vulnerable in that moment, and so you feel like a grateful to be hearing that.
The MC of the evening, Matt Daly, says that's what it means to be a poet.
It's this belief that being vulnerable will make a more vulnerable community.
For locals looking to take an adventure inward this off-season, there's also a monthly poetry workshop at the Center for the Arts. It's on the first Wednesday of every month. Organizers say all skills are welcome. For KHOL, I'm Natalie Shalotti.
The Jackson Hole Skate Park is closed for construction. Teton County Jackson Parks and Rec is doubling the size of the park to be nearly 30,000 square feet. The renovated space will include rails, ramps, stairs, and more, largely thanks to community donations. It's just one of many expansion projects from the Parks Department, including the Rec Center. The skate park on Gregory Lane next to Jackson Hole High School is slated to reopen to the community in the fall. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.